Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routine to call a scene, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
All your transgression, you receive the atomic bird to the ass!
Bird!
Oh boy, that sounded bad.
I've fallen and I can't get up!
Here he is the turtle. All right. Shazam the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
Oh, She's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. whiskey and I own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. But we grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't stop us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hello everybody, it's old King Shazoo's the Terrible out here in my frosty castle, fighting off that terrible global warming. So I hope you all doing well out there. We got a lot of exciting things happening behind the scenes, getting ready to beef old shazoozradio.com up and get virtual labs up and running. I got my buddy Cultus on there, and you there, buddy?
Hey, yeah, mate.
How's it going? You was going to tell me a bit of what you knew about the whole deal and vice versa.
Yep, so... Well, that being primarily virtual labs, we need a nut out over that. But yeah, we've got virtual labs is getting built as we speak. It's Mark Dancy's nephew, Ken, is a website developer.
Oh yeah, and, I'm speaking to Ken. Everybody out there, send your love to Ken. His wife's having a few pregnancy complications, and send your prayers and love to her, and make sure everything goes over well over there.
Yep.
Anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Hang on one sec. We got a live mic calling in here, mate, so I'm just going to drop him in the call so we can explain to him what's going on with the wake.
Cool.
G'day, Mike. How you going, mate?
Good morning, gentlemen.
You're live on Knights of the Round Table, brother.
I am.
We just dropped you in here. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, no problem at all.
The awake.
Hello out there, folks.
the, The Awake radio stream, the Awake host has the stream, and none of us know how to log into it to kick it off so that Shaziz can start encoding on Awake.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we wouldn't want those good folks missing out on the show.
This is our problem.
That's all right. We already got the pot.
I'll tell you what.
We'll have the podcast.
To try and locate the person who has the stream and see if we can remedy that as soon as humanly possible.
Yeehaw.
All right, gents.
Too easy.
I'll be contacting you via the Skype chat box, okay?
No worries. I'll keep my toes to the laws on it. No worries.
All right, gents. Good luck.
Too easy, buddy.
Very good. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to both of you.
Yeah, you too, brother.
Boom, mate.
All right.
Anyway, like I said, his wife's having a little bit of complications there, and so everybody send your prayers and love to her and hope for the best for him, because there's some good folks over there.
Yeah, sure. Now, we've got Dublin who wants to come and join us tonight.
Well, we could join drop him in here.
Bring him in. Alrighty. I've got a can you call me? So here we go.
What was you saying before I rudely interrupted you?
I can't remember. Where were we at?
We were talking about
Festival Labs.
Yeah, there you go.
Ken. Right, so Ken is our single man web dev team. Doing an absolute awesome job so far. I've got to get in there and read through all the emails. I've been away for a week, as most people know, but for those of you who don't, I've been away for a week. I've been out camping, and I've not been in contact. I've tried to stay up to date with emails and everything, but between my new smartphone, which is as smart as a retarded mongoloid, I didn't have much fun. And the wireless, we got a USB dongle for wireless internet. Oh, that was the greatest money I ever spent too. G'day, Dub. It cost like $100 for about 10 gig.
Wow.
And miraculously could chew that up in a whole night.
You know, you could save yourself a bit of money if you had about a couple thousand miles of steel wire and a couple pork and bean cans. You know.
So how are you this week, Dub?
Dublin, are you alive?
Yeah, I'm here. Just catching up on how life is with you guys.
That's it, mate.
Pretty good. We're talking about virtual labs. We're getting it going, brother.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I hope to get myself next few months a real lab, and then I can start joining in with the virtual labs.
Oh, that'd be great.
Do you know what, though, Dublin? Shaziz will tell you the same thing. Real lab? Real lab is where you do your research. It's not a room with fancy machines, you see. It's, you know.
Yes.
I've been working out of my little tin box with, multimeters for the last few years, you know, and it's only just recently I've come into a little bit of extra money and I've been able to race out and buy myself some new equipment. But, you know, I've done many, many great things over the years with just very basics in a kitchen table, you know, and annoying the wife.
Yeah, my lab's been a poorly insulated garage, and so, you know, hey.
we certainly don't want people to be discouraged from coming to virtual labs because they might not have all the great equipment or, you know, anything like that. Virtual labs is for the people, it's for everybody. And it doesn't matter if you don't have all the great equipment. If you have a device there that's showing you something and it is really that great, we're going to all get together, band together, we'll put it together ourselves, and we'll test it with our fancy machines, you know, and then we'll give you some feedback.
Yeah.
It's like, that's part of the main reason for virtual labs is to get people who have, you know, since not been able to, become involved or vigorously test their devices in the ways that we're going to is, a real game changer.
Yeah, and the brilliant mind doesn't really need a lab, but it's nice to have one. But you can be in the chat room and you can be pointing out things or asking questions or helping out. You know, you might see something going on that you might be able to have the missing piece of the puzzle, so to speak.
Oh yeah, that's lab, it makes life for me much better.
Money doesn't buy happiness, but it's always more comfortable to drive my Porsche.
Well,
yeah, you know, something like a garage, your back of car.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I'm looking. Leave a few benches, you know.
Yeah.
Leave the car outside, it'll be all right.
Well, I've got a I've got a 3 meter square garden shed. That's my lab.
Yeah, that's pretty big. That's all right,
Anyway, eventually my lab's going to get a little bit bigger because I'm using my entire old house for my lab, so I got lucky on that point. Plus, I'll have better heat because I'll be in it.
Like it's my lashes.
Yeah. Well, I'm particularly keen to try and get hold of this open source TIG welding 3D printer.
Yes.
You know, that's what I'm going for now. That's my big push.
Well, if you can do that... If you can do that, I'll be your first customer because I'll need some parts made.
I know, exactly. It's I definitely think it's the way forward because, you know, it's too much trouble to make a lot of things with lathes.
Yeah.
And a 3D printer is definitely the way forward if there's strange parts that require being made. So all that's required then is a 3D... file sent, and then it can be built. So that's where I'm going to push for as quickly as I can.
Well, I agree. One of the things that frustrates the heck out of me is, I know how to do something, but 9 times out of 10, I got to find the right perfect junk in order to try to build something that if you had access to equipment such as that and could actually just print something out, that would be spectacular, man. Save a whole lot of hassle and a lot of time.
Yeah, this is it. So hopefully this 3D printer thing is as good as they say it is. I mean, it is in early development there. It's open source technology, so I suppose there will be some bugs in it, you know, like...
Well, there's actually a fella dub over in... I think he might be in America, but I'm not... Don't quote me on that. I know the wife's got the link inside. And he makes up these rings... Like wedding bands, and in them, it looks like it's cut out, but it's not. It's printed on a 3D printer, and this guy does them with one of these open source 3D metal printers.
Wow!
And it literally and what it has cut out in it is like you imagine the band, and you look down on the band, and cut out through the center of the band is the what's the term I'm looking for here? The sort of the sinusoidal wave, or the waveform, that's the word I'm going with, the waveform of your partner's voice saying, I do.
Wow. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, hey. I found that link one day. I go, that's what I want, darling. That's me. You keep asking me, and I keep telling you just something plain and gold, but no, here, this is me.
That's cool.
It doesn't get any more nerdier than that.
Well, you know,
but yeah, that's how that is how good these 3D printers are. This dude actually has like a full blown business out of this, and you know, you're talking like his cheapest ring, I think, is somewhere around about $600 or $700.
Yeah, but that's still cool, man. Where else can you get it?
Exactly. You know, it's something very unique, and you know, he's just pumping them out of this open source friggin' 3D printer, mate, going nuts, making himself an absolute killing. Would have paid for that 3D printer with no worries.
Well,
yesterday
Ken took me around the website and showed me what we got going on so far, and he's trying to make it down to where it's really user friendly, and right now it's a little high tech, and you got to be quick to keep up on everything, but once we get this up and running, it's awesome. We decided to go with a pop-up type deal, so whenever you get in virtual labs here on the website, you'll click on the lab that you want to check out, and it'll take you to a Google Hangout that you'll see right directly in the lab, be able to talk to the experimenter, and basically work back and forth. And to me, I think it's spectacular.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. It actually does. Like I say, I've briefly looked through the emails and I saw those links. I couldn't get into those links while I was away. I meant to sit down tonight and have a good look through it. But maybe you and I can get together tomorrow or something, and you can give me a walkthrough from what you remember. Save Ken's time.
Yeah, that'd be cool. There's also one other awesome function from it as well. When we do a live virtual lab, it streams directly to your YouTube as well. So if somebody happens to miss or wants to go back and look at something again, the virtual lab deal will be saved on YouTube there.
Beautiful.
So beautiful. To me, thanks to Mark Dancy and Ken, I mean, this is something. We have a amazing opportunity here.
Yeah. And here we've had this dream for nearly a year now.
Yep.
And it's just been web development. That's been our only thing to hold us back, has been the web development side of things. None of us can code well enough to build a decent site, and we do want it to be a good site, so other than paying someone out the nose, $10,000 to build us a site or something retarded like that, we've had to sort of bide our time and source what we can, and we've been very lucky we come across Ken, and he's willing to work for Bitcoins.
Oh yeah, and there's one other thing that I need to mention before I forget it. I need to get together a list. If you're an alternative researcher out there and you're interested in being a part of virtual labs and sharing your lab with the world, then I need to get a list of all the alternative sites that people like. I need to talk to Russ and see if he's interested. I think he had mentioned some time back when we got it up and running he'd be interested. But we need to get a list together of all the different researchers that's going to be involved in it, so we can get them all set up for their labs.
Yeah. Okay. And so it's going to be our video system will be Google Hangouts now, will it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I remember Mark saying there was some other software he might have used, but
well, it has a lot of really cool toys that goes along with it that you can use, because Google has all kinds of different apps that you can use, for like overlays or whatever like that. If you want to put a message in there, or there's just so many cool things that can be done with it. But
the only thing that's going to worry people, and it's just something that'll need to be cleared up, is that in the terms of service agreement with Google and Google Hangouts and YouTube, that anything you upload becomes their property. Now, that is all well and good for us. We don't care. Because at the end of the day, what we're doing is we're making our stuff free source anyway.
Yeah.
Or at least open source. So, at the end of the day, what has been made public cannot, and I will repeat that, cannot have a patent put on it.
Yeah,
and that's what JP Morgan Chase is trying to do at the moment. They're trying to put a patent on digital currencies.
Ah.
Now, very sorry to tell them, but it has been public for many years now, how to do it, where to start, and all the rest of it, so they can't patent it. And if they do manage to get a patent on it, then we all need to stand up as one and make the biggest song and dance about anything we ever have before, because that is a direct violation of their own law.
Yep.
And it's only done in a deliberate attempt to stop us from being the ones with the money.
And the
because at the moment, I know Bitcoin's had a bit of a fall, but she's still sitting at about $750 each. So that makes one of our coins equal to 750 of theirs. So that basically says that their coin is worthless as opposed to ours. So we've really got to hang tight to that whole side of things. But I just totally sidetracked.
That's great. That's great. The whole purpose for me not wanting to get patents on stuff, I mean, everybody'd like to get rich. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is that we're talking about bringing to the world free energy, and I'm just I don't want to sell anything.
Yeah,
I want to put the information out there, let people run with it, and not give the system the opportunity to patent it, just like you said,
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you guys a little story. You would remember back to, hang on, now I've totally lost my chain of thought. I love doing that.
You were going to tell us a little story.
I was going to tell you a little story, and then just as soon as I said that, I started to go blank.
I have that happen every once in a while.
Isn't that just great? Well, I have it happen at least once a week, and it generally is about this time of night on this particular day. But anyway, that's all good. Where are we at? What were we discussing?
We were talking about the benefits of the upcoming virtual lab and...
patenting.
Yeah,
something patenting. About patenting.
Yeah, we don't. I don't want any patents on anything. I mean, I just
that was the little story I was going to tell you all. Okay, so you remember a while back when I did the I did a video explaining why patenting is a bad idea. It was called "Patents Are for Tools." Was the name of the video, and I mentioned in that video that you know I'm sure to rights that out there somewhere would be someone loaded to the brim with money that if you lobbed up with a free energy device and gave it away to the world, that they'd give you a pat on the shoulder with $1 million and say, thanks, mate, you did a damn good job. Now, it wasn't that many weeks, I don't even know if weeks would be the term. I'd have to go do some serious math to figure it out, but it wasn't very long after I did that video that I was actually approached by someone who now funds some of my work.
Well, see, you know, and even if you don't get a patent on something, you can still make a little bit of money because there's going to be folks out there that just can't build things, you know. And if you can help them out, you know, you could provide a service just putting something together for them, you know. And these are the parts that it takes. You send me the parts, I'll put it together, ship it to you, and then you let me know if you like it, so on and so forth, you know.
Yep. Yeah, but no, my point being is that, you know, that... We all need money. You know, that's what helps the world go around at this current time in the universe because, you know, that's just the way the human society runs at the present moment. But you don't need to focus on, I need to build a free energy device so I can get rich.
Now that, you know, to me...
There is going to be someone out there who is going to take damn good care of you as soon as they... see what you're doing. It was my angry fraudster assassination videos and that patent video that made this person take notice of me and see the passion in my eyes going nuts about fraudsters. And, you know, they're sort of going, well, this guy's serious. Like, we can tell this guy's serious. So, here, dude, have some money.
Well, though,
I don't have to stress. I don't have to worry.
On the fraudsters portion of it, that's another good thing about Virtual Lab because they got a vetting system up for trying to keep out any people like that would hide batteries in equipment.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever,
yeah,
you know?
No, that's something that Mark actually pointed out on the last time he was on the show was that we will have a setup in Virtual Labs, and you're saying a vetting system, and it's literally you want to claim that you've got free energy, sweet. We love it. That's exactly what we're here for. So come over to Virtual Labs, where we're going to have people go through your device, piece by piece. And if you're telling the truth, no one's got a problem. And this is going to be like the great gorge down the middle. There's not even going to be a line in the sand. It's going to be like a giant gorge down the centre that's going to totally and utterly eradicate every little fraudster bastard out there.
Yeah, the shenanigans will be on one side and the good researchers will be on the opposite side.
That's exactly right. You're going to have this website that is literally for doing deals in the light.
And then
this is where everything is open and honest.
And then
whatever anyone else is pushing outside of Virtual Labs, forget about, because they don't want to come to Virtual Labs. There is a damn good reason.
Yeah.
And that damn good reason is because we're going to bust them wide open and show you exactly how and why their device is fake and they're just trying to rip you off.
That's right. Yeah. And as far as on the rich portion of what you was talking about earlier, to me the true wealth comes from the freedom that you're going to get whenever you finally get to the point where we actually have devices that really have free energy. Because, you know, as long as you're not beholden to the man underneath the thumb of the electric company, like one day from now, if I don't go up and pay $150 to the power company, they're shutting me off.
Exactly.
How ironic. Yep.
But that's exactly it, isn't it? You know, and this, as soon as you don't have that bill coming in, as soon as energy is free, Like, let's look at what happened when petroleum was introduced to America. All right? You had this very small growth of population right up until oil started to get made and used for combustion engines. All right? And then, in the next, like, 40 years, man, you've shot up, like, you've multiplied your population by tens of thousands. You know? You haven't just taken a nice little steady rise after fuel. You've just had a massive bound of population.
Hey, here's a little bit of history for you. You know, back in the old days, they used to use, like, kerosene and lamp oils to light it up. And then along came electricity, and they had Edison's DC. Lamp oil started a whole bunch of fires. And then Edison's DC come along, and, of course, it started a few less fires, but it still started fires. Plus, people got the crap shocked out of them. And then along come AC current from Tesla, and then suddenly now we got a power grid starting to build, and somebody decided, wait a second, I can make trillions of dollars off of this, and, you know, started yanking up every good idea and patent, and then started suppressing all kinds of ideas that could actually make it where you didn't have to pay near as much, or if any at all. And so here we are in the year 2013, getting ready to go into 2014, and we're talking about free and alternative and green energy, and we're going to do it, man. We're just going to do it. That's all there is to it.
Exactly. Well, we've said that since day one, mate. I'm still confident. I'm as confident as I was the day I decided to do this stuff.
Yeah, and this virtual lab is the actual opening of the gate that will allow the flood of ideas and information to come out there. And like I said, the shenanigans on one side of your gorge and the good researchers on the other, because virtual labs is not going to be like a playground for people who, just trying to earn money or scam people. It's going to be really good, hardcore researchers, and just like Dublin said earlier, even if Dublin isn't got a lab, Dublin's got a brilliant mind and needs to be up in there in the mix and throwing some ideas out there. Hey, you know, I did this research on this, and you guys ought to try it, and maybe it'll work out for you. And we can try it. If it don't work, we can move on.
Yep. No, that's exactly right. And, like, my main focus, it's just this one part about virtual labs I'm never going to get over, and that is this gorge that it is going to create. I love this. This is just what the alternative energy scene needs. Is it needs segregation, right? And I'm always one to vouch for, you know, or to try and stop segregation, but this is one place where segregation is so truly needed. We need a place to literally separate the liars from the truth tellers.
Well,
I
agree.
Have a place where all the truth tellers will stand, and you know that is the place.
I agree, because I was just thinking about this the other day when I was out looking at some alternative videos. I actually thumbed down a video the other day, you know. I don't normally do that, but what I did, it was a guy that was showing people how to hide a battery and a small motor inside a motor casing and try to make it look like it's free energy. And that is exactly what we're talking about. When people do stuff like that, it puts a black mark on all the other good researchers out there, a seed of doubt, and now nobody believes that anything's possible, you know?
Exactly right. Yeah, like there's a fella out there who replicates all the like Leonardo da Vinci wheels and things like that, you know? Like really, really old perpetual motion devices that were only ever conceptually drawn, and he puts them together in working fashion being the operative word, because each and every one of them contains a hidden motor or battery or pump, or depending on the device, you know. And he never once in any of his descriptions explains that, you know, these are devices that have been come up with over the years either as a gag or, you know, have actually been considered to be something that might work, but has since been disproven. You know, he just posts these videos. Free energy, perpetual motion. Bang, 150,000 views on his videos. Here's you and me busting our butts every day doing real work, and we get 50 views.
Yeah, see, that's a damn shame. And one of the things...
It's like... It's the same as, like the day that the Higgs boson was discovered to most likely be in existence in the quantum physics world. Right?
Yeah.
Who knew about that? Just the science community. Top rate, I think it was like number 10 news story on Google for the day, right? Do you know what the number one story was for the day?
What?
Justin Bieber was coming to town.
Oh, God.
Right?
You know, one of the things that bothers me the most about doing some of those old inventions, what was the guy's name again? Michelangelo? No, doggone it. Who was
Leonardo?
Yeah, Leonardo. Okay. One of the things that bothers me the most about that whole deal was, if some of those old things really did work, can you imagine how cool that would be to know that many years ago that somebody actually created a functioning device and then it was recreated now and it actually functioned? When they put hidden pump in there or that hidden motor in there, they're literally stealing from future generations, you know what I mean? Because it could have worked, but then it may not have worked, you know? It's
exactly.
You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah, no, it's like the V-gate motor. There's a perfect example. For years, all of us have thought that has got some, you know, if any magnet motor is ever going to work, it's the bloody V-gate motor. That thing will work, no worries. Like, that whole cam situation, like, yeah, I can foresee the V-gate motor actually working.
Yeah, and I've seen a couple magnet motors out there that look like they're plausible. You know, I would like to really see some really hardcore video from all different directions and photos and stuff like that. But then when they don't do videos like that, when they don't open their lab up to real scrutiny from eyes that understand this mechanically, then it puts that seed of doubt, and that's the whole problem. And I see this in the conspiracy world as well. You know, you can keep a conspiracy going on forever and a day because all you got to do is put a seed of doubt, a seed of plausibility, and a seed of doubt, and it keeps everybody bouncing back and forth, arguing to and fro, and nothing gets accomplished. You know, nobody is thrown in jail for committing these crimes of treason and all this kind of stuff because, you know, there's a seed of doubt in there. Did he or didn't he?
Yep.
You know, we don't know.
Yep. Once there's a seed of doubt, you can't lock someone up if you doubt that they may have done it or not.
Yeah, and so that's the way by which outside influences can actually hinder our progress by,
yep,
you know, putting that seed of doubt. But by putting virtual labs together, we totally erase that seed of doubt. It's right there.
Yep.
Anybody can come in this lab. They can look at it. They can test it. They can see what's going on. You know, and if somebody don't want to lift up a motor and show that there ain't no hidden batteries or wires, then we boot them to the curb. You know, sorry,
yep,
brother, but, you know, if you can't be trusted in here to do honest work, then that's not what Virtual Labs represents. We represent truth and trying to get positive, good information out there to individuals. That's what I want to see with this whole deal.
Yeah. Yep. No, I totally agree, mate. I mean, at the end of the day, it's,
I put crazy videos on my YouTube channel. I don't call it mad science for nothing, but I got an ultimate goal in mind with my mad science, and that is to get people to step outside that box and look around and look at the big picture and start thinking for themselves. Are things possible? I believe anything's possible in this world.
Dead right, mate. The only things that are impossible are things we choose to be impossible, I believe.
Yep. You know.
I think I've said this before, and you guys are all going to think I'm absolutely bat dung insane here. But my children, I'm going to try and teach them that people can walk through walls.
Hey, you know what?
Because I want to see what happens. I want to see if they freaking can, because they believe they could.
Well,
like, sorry to my future children. I know I'll probably like destroy one entire generation. You know.
Hey, you
but,
know what?
You know, come on, like you believe like I do that the only things that hold us back are because of this silly little pink thing in the woman's skull that keeps saying, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that.
Well,
and you can scream at yourself and say, believe this. Right? Perfect example is me and God. I would love to believe in God. I would love to be in the position that I see, like Bev. Bev, you know, you can tell her life is lit up by God. You know, I would love that.
I just can't get it. I just don't, you know, it doesn't happen for me.
Well, brother, if and when it's time for you on your spiritual journey, you'll find just that. I have no doubt in that. But as far as what you were saying about believing in stuff, you know, we've been told over the years so many different things. Like way back when, they used to think the earth was flat, but yet there was people that said, wait a second, it don't look flat to me because, you know, those ships seem to be going over a hill, you know, and they're not falling off the earth. They're actually coming back. And so with that said, people wouldn't go way out there in the water because they're afraid they might fall off the edge of the earth, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And
until they actually believed that the earth was round, they wouldn't go very far. And now that they know that the earth is round, now they actually can travel, you know, the seven seas and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's just a little tiny example of the difference from the education system, you know, way back when, as opposed to now, that people aren't told the laws of physics. They're told the laws of physics are literally written in stone, but yet then here comes quantum physics, and quantum physics kind of says, wait a second, at certain point, things just don't seem to add up to what you're saying. They don't make a difference. Like once you get into the fourth state of matter, which is plasma, you know, you got some anomalies going on there that need some explaining. You know what I mean?
The physics just sort of rolled up and just went, You think that's how it happens in the physical world?
Is it
totally screwed with every scientist that ever existed.
Is it,
I love quantum physics.
Is it multidimensional?
Yeah. But see, this is something that's going to really be understood when it comes to virtual labs. You see, you're going to have people like me and you who are really open and want every idea to work. But then at the same time, you're going to have people like Mark Dancy looking over your shoulder who's, show me the data. It either works or it doesn't, mate. Simple.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same, you're going to have someone like Mark who's really tough on this, on things. He's a nice bloke, as our listeners will know, because if they know Mark and they heard you and Mark on the show the other week, Mark's actually really good with people who he doesn't fully, like, there was a couple of ideas you had there where I knew Mark didn't agree with them, but he didn't make you out like a kook, like, you know, you don't know what you're on about, mate. He was he's very good like that, like, because we all understand things differently, you know.
Yeah.
And Mark's very much data minded, you know.
Well, I'm just a man
says, until you see something different, that's what's in the textbook, you know.
Mark is
still quite happy that if what he sees goes against the textbook, to throw the textbook over his shoulder and go, well, stuff it.
I'm just a man, and I need to be corrected once in a while, too, because I'm by no means perfect, and I don't want to put bogus information out to people. You know, I whenever I talk about something, I truly believe what I'm saying, you know. And so there's no intent there to make it sound like, you know, I know something I don't know. I just tell you what I have observed in my research and so on and so forth. So if by virtual labs we can prove or disprove what I'm saying, that's going to benefit me as well. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's a no loss situation, man. And I said, you know, I wanted to see this because we needed Mark a long, long time ago. Could have saved us a whole lot of hassle because
I did my best. I should have been more on the ball.
Oh no, you did great, brother. You've been spectacular. I mean to say that we need a guy like Mark a long time ago to be that guy that goes out there and stirs the pot. Say, hey, wait a second, look at this guy over there. He's hiding batteries and stuff. You know, that ain't free energy.
Yeah.
You know, because you know
Mark's
as well as I do.
Done it.
Like you said about the video views, you know, there's guys out there with bogus stuff, and they're getting hundreds of thousands of video views, and we're getting some really good information that we're trying to share with people.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's something as simple as just basic science, like this last video that I did called Thermoelectrics, and it showed. I just took a piece of all-thread, you know, deal and stuck it on the top of my stove and then grounded the other side to the side of the stove, and you could actually watch it set their charge up to capacitor. That is something that you can test in your own house, you know. And if it doesn't work, you can come back and say, wait a second, I tried this and it didn't work, you know. There's the put up or shut up moment that I was talking about. I told Mark, I said, this is what I want. I want a put up or shut up moment. You know, you either put up or shut up. So
exactly.
I'm excited. I'm excited as heck, man, because now
I'm excited.
Now
instead of
taking 10 steps back every time we take a baby step forward, now we can take leaps forward by bringing brilliant minds in there. You know, they might see something I might be working on, and I might think I have something going on, and they say, hey, you know, look, you got something that's grounding out over there. Oh, crap, you know, and then I'm off to the drawing board again. But either way, those extra eyes is what it takes to make a successful lab, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, this is great stuff, man. And, you know, we're getting ready for the Pop boat contest, and I'm excited about that. I've got a few ideas on that deal. What's new in that front, do you know?
Okay. Pop boat. Let's have a quick recap in my brain. All right, so we're now up to a total prize pool of $1,500, would you believe?
Yeehaw!
We were kindly donated 1.5 bitcoins to go into the prize pool. So current market value is about $750 a bitcoin, plus the tools and stuff that we have put in. So we're approximately, because we've got to work on approximates, especially with the bitcoin in there, because that'll fluctuate on a daily basis or an hourly basis. So we're approximately up to a $1,500 prize pool between the two categories. There is a couple of pairs of Leatherman pocket pliers up for grabs. There is some bitcoins up for grabs.
And some really nifty books.
There is... Oh, you're going to tell them now?
Yeah, I got some... I guess I won't.
Sucked in a lot of these.
really nifty books in line there. I'm sitting here holding in my hand. I'm sitting here holding in my hand a little blue boat with a penguin on the front of it, and you can see it in my Pop boat video. And it, to me, when you look at something like this, it's just basic science. But to me, I see more than just basic science. And this is what I'm hoping to accomplish by this contest here, is to take people's, give them a little tiny bit of basic science and have them build on it, have them expand on it, create something new and amazing. You know what I mean? I mean, just open the floodgates of ideas and thoughts. And
well, look, it's already been put across that using a pop engine, we will never achieve the goal of transporting a fully grown man. Now, we understand physics have a role in this, and that the laws of physics will also have a play in this. We're well and good with that. We're not asking anyone to perform a miracle of magic and break one of these laws. We just want to see you work out a way around it.
Here's an idea. Doors can swing in and out, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you got the hinges. Everyone knows that a door can swing in and out. And, you know, if you got it swinging, like, you know, in and out like that, well, you can't really necessarily get it to spin up and down either, can you?
Exactly.
But what if you took those same hinges that you were using on that door and had it spinning in and out, but it also had a swivel on there to where you could spin it up and down as well?
Yep. And make it all connectable by magnets so that you can detach it from the hinges and...
Yeah. So there's where
you can turn a 360 degree pivot in any direction you want.
Yeah, there's where the loophole to the laws of physics goes, because it doesn't defy the laws of physics whenever, instead of just making it the way that it was initially made and then scaling it up, you add something to it. You see what I mean?
Yep.
And so, with the pop-pop build off, if you scaled it from the actual measurements of the size of the boat and then scaled it up, you'd end up with a big giant tube that would be your intake, and again, it would take a lot of heat to actually get that. But, you know, what if you actually did a few different modifications to that tube and had like a honeycomb-style tube as opposed to just a really big open tube? You could heat a whole lot more water with a whole lot less heat.
Yep. Well, Muddy Mudman found out today that he can't actually put a proper entry into the Pulse Motor build-off competition. Well, Muddy got a little bit sad when he learned that.
Oh,
but
wow.
Muddy has some fantastic ideas. And it was discussed at great length at how Muddy may have a chance of winning the Pop Boat competition. See, because Muddy is so close to the judges in friendship-wise, that it would be very unwise of us to award Muddy a prize. Right? And given graces, that is 100% true. But in the same light, if Muddy was the only person to turn up with a working boat, for say, or in the event Muddy was the only person to turn up with a fully-sized boat that could transport a man, which was the outline of one of the categories.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no one else has even come close to that. Well, yeah, I think sort of have to be reevaluated at that stage.
Well, yeah,
but if there's anyone else who's like really close to what he's doing, you know, like, and they've got nothing, like, no friendship to us, then you know, that's Muddy's out his ear, poor bugger.
Well, you know, as far as playing favoritisms, even my best friend, I wouldn't play favoritism on as far
exactly.
as a contest.
Exactly.
You know.
But, you know, it's the first year, and being that, we really want this to be a very transparent competition. We don't want anyone to sort of get upset that they didn't win because of X reason, you know. And like, you know, especially this is our first year. We don't, you know, no year do we ever want anyone to think we've ever rigged anything.
No.
But especially the first year, because, you know, this is the year of faith. This is the year when people are going to get to know our competition and get to know us. And, you know, if things look a bit sus, you know, and we all know we're honest, but that's not everyone else's case. So, you know, that's poor Muddy. He was a little bit upset. But he's still building. And, you know, like you and I are going to have our attempts at building, but they won't be entries.
No,
you know?
They'll just be videos to, you know, basically promote the show.
Promote and give other people ideas of what they may come up with themselves, you know.
See, Ken, Ken and I, when he was showing me around the site yesterday, he touched on a little bit of something, and we had a bit of a conversation about it, and it essentially had to do with trust and credibility. And that's the thing, that's the whole key about virtual labs, is a lot of these guys out there, many people's had the idea to try to do something similar to it, but nobody's ever actually, you know, got off the whatever and did it, you know. They didn't get off the couch and start working on it. But now it's actually starting to happen. And so from start to finish, we want to keep our credibility as tight as we possibly can, because we don't want anybody throwing the seeds of doubt on our side of the gorge, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. Nah, and, you know, again, this is the big huge thing about this is that, you know, that to the virtual labs is that, you know, it creates that transparency and that, and again, that's what we want with our competition. That's what we always want, is transparency. We don't ever want anyone to turn around and say, you know, hey, Jesus, did you screw around with the audio on that video, mate?
Yeah.
You know, the only damn thing we've got left in what we're trying to do here is our integrity.
Yep.
And there is some mongrels out there working very hard to destroy that as we speak. So, you know, we've got to hang on to that integrity, and virtual labs will give us back that integrity. It will draw the biggest line in the sand and get rid of all that. So
that's right, yeah. Because, you know, with all the eyes, there's no way to hide it, you know. Hey.
Exactly right, mate.
I can't see around that corner. Can you move your camera a bit? Sure I can. There you go. How's that look?
I can move it, but you'll see the batteries. I mean,
you know, when you do a video, there's chance that you can edit a video or stuff like that. But I've always gave people the opportunity, you know, on videos that, you know, they were skeptical or whatever, you know, hey, I'll ship you the video. You go over with a fine tooth comb and see what you can find, and, you know, there you go.
Exactly, but if we're doing it live in the lab, and you've got Mark Dancy in that corner looking over your shoulder, and he had also discussed bringing some other people to get involved in that, some very knowledgeable people. So, you know, and you've got member A and B and C sitting over there, and then you've got a bunch of guys just watching the live stream, just random public viewers, you know. You've only got one choice, and that's to be honest.
Yeah, it adds a little level of scrutiny that you can't deny. You can't get around it, and that's what
exactly.
I want. That's what I want to see.
Exactly. See, we all know me, and we know I can't use the words I use on my fraudster assassination videos on Shazia's Radio. But imagine I'm saying those sorts of things right now. We know who I am. We know I'm not going to let anyone lie to us and create, you know, more doubt in what we do. We bust our butts doing this stuff. We don't need any of that, you know. So then you got someone like Mark, and if anyone is familiar with Mark's work, he is a dead set, no BS kind of guy. It either works or it doesn't. I'm not even going to mess around with you. Boom, boom, boom. Give me the data sheet, right?
Yeah, and you know, one of the things I think would have been incredible had we'd have got virtual labs going years ago, back like, say, whenever Stan Myers was working on his hydrogen car. Everybody knows, who knows anything about science, that you can burn water, literally. I mean, it's hydrogen, it's oxygen. You separate the two using electrolysis, and now you burn water. Now, the trick was getting the hydrogen on demand. Stan Myers, in my opinion, accomplished that, and had we had virtual labs back in that day, then we might be driving around in hydrogen cars right now.
I honestly believe we would be driving around in hydrogen cars today because they wouldn't have been able to get rid of him. Well, sorry, they still could have. And this is the thing I try to explain to everyone when it comes to don't patent a device, is that patenting, one, is a big red flag to the powers that be that you've got something useful. All right?
Yeah, it gives them some sort of regulations on your stuff.
Exactly. And on top of that, we covered this before, is that what has been made public cannot be patented. So if you are here, like Shaziz and myself are here, and that is to help the world, help the planet, not a selfless act of once this is complete, once we've got it running, we just put the plans out there on the internet, they get spread out, right, they're and boy, believe me, I have the ability to drop it in 10,000 hands at once. It'll be spread into the hundreds of thousands in a matter of minutes.
And that's what we need.
I'm alive at that stage, and I will always stay alive at that stage, because what's the point of killing me?
Everybody knows
it. They killed off Stan Meyer because he was the only bloke who knew how it went. His brother didn't even understand it as well as Stan did. They knew who they had to take out. There's only one man with all the information. Good night.
Yeah, and then the media did poisoned
him.
Then the media did their little trick that they do on everything. Like, if you go watch these ancient alien shows, they will put it out there where it's 100% plausible. Oh, man, this is really possible. And then before the show, about halfway point in the show, they'll start having their debunkers in there that would be saying, well, you know, maybe this does sound like it's plausible, but this is what we believe it is. And so they will literally take it from it's possible to maybe it's not possible, and that would put the seed of doubt in the viewer's brain, and now you got people debating, is it possible, is it not possible? I want them to come on TV, and I want them to show start to finish only ideas that they know are possible, you know, just put it out there. So what if there's aliens around here, you know, what if we got lizards living with us, who gives a crap, just tell us about it.
Well, you know, you'll tell you all about it.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if it's real, then say it, prove it. We're going to sit there and go around in a circle for the next 100 years, whether or not Bigfoot exists or not. If Bigfoot's out there, or a drop bear's over in Australia, dude, get some of this technology we got there out in the woods. If Bigfoot goes streaking through the woods, we're going to catch him on film. You know?
Well, let me this way. I'm going to save the world millions of dollars right now and say drop bears do not exist.
just as you're being attacked by one. You know, you see where I'm coming from, man. this is what Virtual Labs is all about, you know. It's a put up or shut up moment. Either aliens exist or they don't exist. Flying saucers, UFOs, Planet X, you know, all the different things we've heard.
We've heard
many doomsday scenarios, and they show a dot on a video, and they say, "Well, this is Planet X." Well, how do I know that's Planet X? Because there's billions of those up in the sky. You know, you might be shining at Venus or the Moon or Mars or something. So, you know, put up or shut up. Get a better camera. Zoom in on that sucker. Show me the facts. That's what I want to see.
Yep.
And that's why I like Mark so much, because he's a show me the facts kind of guy.
Yeah, he's a no BS kind of guy, mate. I like Mark for that. And would you believe, funnily enough, he comes from Adelaide in South Australia.
Well, one of the things I also like
Australia, don't I?
that I've been listening to, he's not just going all over the world, and he's checking out these things everywhere.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And his arch nemesis, I'm going to say that because neither of them would ever say it in public, but I'm going to say it because I'll get away with it. His arch nemesis is Sterling Allen, who basically runs around trying to tell Mark he's bloody wrong about everything. Recently, there was another motor generator set up floating around out there, and well, Mark's been to see a couple of them. Watched one of his mates get half electrocuted by one. because they had wire running from the factory from next door, underneath the car park, underneath the warehouse floor, up into this bloody machine. Mark's very very iffy about motor gen setups, and Sterling Allen's written this great big huge piece about just because one didn't work doesn't mean they're not all going to work, and Mark needs to crawl out from under his rock and start looking at the world a bit better. And being where Mark lives is a very, very religious country, and there's also been a little bit of a rumour started by Sterling Allen that Mark Dancy is working for the devil.
Oh, man. Well, you know, there's our seed of doubt.
Kudos to Sterling, mate. Sterling, mate, kudos to him. He's an absolute nut job, I've decided now. I used to just think he was a bit of an optimist. You know, and just sort of wanted to give faith to humanity because he really wanted to believe that humanity could be good, you know. But his recent efforts with Mark have kind of turned me off him a bit.
Well, one of the things that comes to mind by listening to all that was, if you really seriously think about this, if you're a major corporation like an electric company or a power fuel company or whatever, and you see that there is a movement in the alternative community to do certain things, and they're starting to get close, you could pay some folks to go in there and just stir the pot, drop seeds of doubt, you know. You see where I'm coming from? Like, some people in the conspiracy world, they call them disinformants. And so, you know, with that said, that's another reason for Virtual Labs, is because you can bring all the disinformants you want up inside there, and it's not going to matter because you got thousands of eyes on this thing.
Yep. Yeah, as soon as one person says something out of turn, the rest of the group's going to say, hang on, who's this bloke?
Yeah. You know, look.
Yeah.
He's going to sit there.
Literally, literally lynch mob situation in the event that, you know, something bad does go awry, you know. He's gonna say
something like, "Hey, you know, you got a hidden wire under there," and then I'll walk over and I'll lift my device up and show it from all different angles and do a full 360 degree turn right in front of the camera and say, "Okay, where's your wire?" You know what I mean?
And well, that's when you get that. That's the point where then we start dismantling the machine live on camera.
Yep. And then
to each individual component, and if necessary, I'm gonna tell you to cut open that bloody capacitor or whatever needs doing, you know?
Then if that video doesn't...
Sorry about that.
If that video doesn't go viral after after it's spun and tore apart in front of everybody and everybody saw it work, if that video doesn't go viral, then there's a problem with your system.
No, well, you know what? If we go to this much effort and we do successfully replicate a free energy device and it has gone viral on the internet and no one picks it up,
any of our problems, Shazis.
Well, no, my point was this, you know, because there's a lot of suppression going out there. You can watch it on YouTube. Certain videos get...
I'll see. This is going to be the next educational session for Shazis Radio. Will be the Tor Network.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. But my my point was that, you know, if you go out there and look on YouTube, you can see that if you got like a really trashy mouth and you got some really insane stuff to do, you can go clear to the top and you can get millions of views on there. People just coming to see somebody either bash their head or, you know, do something just totally bonkers. But, you know, if you're doing something like what we were talking about earlier, we do it with our research. We bust our butts doing our stuff. And then you're only getting 50 to 100, maybe 200 views or something like that. Something stinks in that whole pot there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I know right now, alternative energy is a very interesting subject to a whole lot of people around the world because they're tired of getting screwed by the damn electric company and the fuel companies.
No, exactly, mate. Exactly. No, look, I can vouch for there being something a little bit off. The numbers on, and I know we stream multiple networks, but the numbers on the server versus the numbers on the site don't add up.
Yeah,
they're not close.
No, they don't. And
there's a lot more people listening via Shazis Radio website right now than is A coming up in the chat or B coming up on the map.
So if you're a new listener and you're coming in and you look at the numbers, first thing you got to say, this show sucks. Nobody's listening to it. And then you walk away.
Look,
exactly. You know, like I said, I've seen it, man. I've sent emails to people. I've sent 7 emails. I never reached but one. One finally made it through. And, you know, something stinks in that whole system because an email is almost instantaneous, you know?
Yeah.
So... Yeah. There has to be something going on there, you know. And then when we get to talking about certain subjects on our radio show and then suddenly, you know, we're having technical difficulties that otherwise we never had.
Yeah.
You know, tell me. Somebody gives a damn about what we're saying because what we're saying kind of has a possibility of maybe dipping into their wallet one day, you know.
Yeah, well, what we discuss has a profound effect. You would be quite surprised. And did I just hear Dublin try to speak in the background there?
Dublin, are you still there? I don't know. I think he bailed out on us.
I just saw him. It's all good.
Maybe his Honest Abe's used ISP service dropped.
Oh, no. He's in this call. But, yeah, anyway. It's all good.
Anyway, you know, like I said, I just want a fair plane for everyone to work on. I want a place where everybody can get there. And if they're trying to scam people, it's going to come to light. If they're not trying to scam people, you got good information there that is already out there to people. And we can help each other by ensuring that it doesn't become suppressed by passing the information on to our subscribers and viewers. Look, hey, watch this video here. And scrutinize it to your fullest extent. If you believe that this video is the real deal, then ship it on over to your friends. If you think anything's bad about it, come back and let us know. Whatever, you know what I mean?
Yep. No. That's literally like, Virtual Labs can be like a launching platform. Like, I envision all the big names that are involved in this, from Mark Dancy through to Russ Grease, all being involved in this, and the day someone rocks up with something that actually works,
you've got guys
out there with 15,000 subs who are going to drop your video on their channel, who are highly respected people by people like myself and Shaziz, who are then going to pick up that video knowing that the person who posted it wouldn't post BS, and so we're going to immediately start replicating it, and when we turn it on and the bugger works, you know. You just know we're going to jump up and make a big song and dance about it on our own.
Yep. Yeah. We'll do the told you so dance.
Yeah, hey. You know we're going to be doing that.
That's definitely. But, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm excited. I'm excited about the pop build off and because, you know, like, anytime people are thinking outside the box and you got people's minds a-ticking, those gears going, Yeah, that's a good thing. We can speed up the process for all these different researchers by, you know, pointing out what I want somebody to point out to me if I got a flaw in my system so that I can fix that flaw.
Yeah, rectify it and move on. Like, you don't... Like, Mark mentioned the bloke who we went to see last... I think it was last year. And this bloke had been working on this device for some 30 or 40-odd years of his life. Mark rocks up, and the bloke's been using a digital multimeter wrong all this time.
Yeah, it could be something as simple as that, man.
That was all it was. The bloke honestly was not trying to, you know, undermine anyone. He honestly thought he had something, but it just turned out the way he was measuring it was incorrect.
Yep.
You know? And that's, you know, that's something that happens a lot more often than not. But, you know, I mean, there's a huge difference between, say, a life hack, a free energy video, and some bloke who hasn't read a multimeter properly. You know, on one hand, you've got someone who has a solid coil of wire bridged across the two terminals of a motor, saying that this coil picks up on the harmonics of the earth and powers this motor magically, doesn't show you that there's batteries inside the motor and that all they're using the wire for is a bridge like a switch. Right? Whereas bloke who's been reading his multimeter wrong all these years is, you know, he honestly thought he had something. He didn't deliberately set out to try and, you know, just scam us like someone like that has, you know.
Well,
so these sorts of people are going to come forward. We're going to teach them how to use a multimeter and send them back on their way. You know?
And people that do that, they're slowing down progress. You know, there's a website out there called Onion News. Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
They put out some pretty.
They got some real bizarre news stories there, don't they, mate?
Yeah, but the average Joe coming on there, and suddenly they see this thing that the government's all this corruption and everything, and they're like right there in front of your face doing it. Before they realize that it's a joke, they done spread that information on down the damn road, and so now there's the seeds of doubt again. You see what I'm saying? So, yep. I hate the Onion News, because if you're going to put something out there and make it look so real that people are going to buy into it and they're going to pass that information on, how's that going to benefit society and making our world a better place if you're passing on bogus information? And before the people even realize what happened, their credibility's shot because somebody says, hey, did you see that little onion down there in the right-hand corner? You know, that's a joke. Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know it was a joke. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one tiny little thing that 99% of people would overlook.
Yeah.
And so they run off and they run off and spew it like it's the gospel.
Unfortunately.
Not knowing that their source was incorrect.
Unfortunately, and fortunately at the same time, I fell for one of the Onion News deals when they were sitting there reading off this deal, and they kept saying redacted, you know, and they were reading this bill off that they're supposed to pass, and everything was redacted, you know, they do blotting out stuff and not saying it, you know, and so I'm saying, okay, what's in this bill? But before I went all crazy and started telling everybody about that, I said, you know, if this is true, you know, there's going to be a hell of a price to pay for whoever passes that, you know. But then somebody made me hip to, did you see the onion down in the right-hand corner? And then suddenly I realized, okay, it's a damn joke. I typed in there, that's not even remotely funny, because you're going to have guys out there who's going to honestly believe this is real. You know, like the doomsdayers out there, and they give all these really sound, plausible, you know, explanations of how planet X or comet Elenin's going to come around and it's going to smash, and now you got all these people moving over to the Ozarks because they think the world's coming to the end, and then they get down to the Ozarks and suddenly find out, wait a second, this is just some guy trying to scam us for supplies for his doomsday fantasy, you know?
Yep.
And, you know, we don't want that. We want honest researchers coming together at the table, brilliant minds, because, you know, you and I, you're in Australia, I'm in America, you know, we got folks in Spain and Ireland and all over the world, and together, since we started the Knights of the Round Table some time back, you know, we're at, I think, number 72 or 73 now, I have to look, but...
It's climbing.
Yeah, it's climbing, we've put a lot of good information on the table that can benefit folks. You know, we put a lot of fun stuff on there and laughed and raised a ruckus or two, you know, but hey, that's what it's all about. You know, family coming, yep, sitting around the table, troubleshooting ideas and putting things out there. And now we're getting to implement those ideas by putting virtual labs together and running this contest.
Mm-hmm. That's it, mate. We're
spectacular stuff.
We're just going to go in leaps and bounds from here, I honestly believe. I think virtual labs is going to change the entire game.
Yep, and I'm excited to see it because, like I said, man, you know, if people want to find out what is truly going on in the alternative energy deal, because everybody's been told, oh, you can't do this, it's against the second law of thermodynamics or so forth and so on, you can't do this, you can't do that, and then they have a working device right in front of them that shows, wait a second, I guess maybe you can do that, and, you know, it's right out there in public to where it can be scrutinized to its fullest extent, measured, tested, and somebody can actually sit there and rebuild it. That's a good thing about virtual labs is while I'm sitting there building something, if I'm winding a coil, you don't have to go look up a how to build a Tesla coil. You can sit there and do it while I do it. You can test it right alongside me.
Exactly.
And
yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep, you'll be able to sit there. Well, literally, we'll be able to use virtual labs for more than just showing off our stuff. Like, you know, we've got Lady Shannon, our newest knight, who has recently joined us, who will be coming involved in the pulse motor build-off competition next year. And, well, she's going to need a little bit of education on how to build a pulse motor. So virtual labs will be absolutely perfect for that because, while I'm sitting here putting one together, Shannon could be on the other side of the world in America putting one together, and I can watch exactly how she puts it together. So if she fumbles something or gets something wrong, instead of me trying to over voice chat or over text trying to get her to look for this and look for that and try and diagnose the problem, I can see where it went wrong and go, ah, hang on.
Yeah.
Go this way. There, you're right. Yep, that's what we're doing. Yeah, and then go on and we finish that stage and then we do the next bit, you know, and you'll be able to watch, you know, and virtual labs I think can go quite far if we treat it right. I think we'll go extremely far.
Well, you know, she's an inspiration because I want to see a whole lot more ladies get involved in alternative energy because I believe, yes, they can have a lot of fun and learn a lot of stuff with it, and, you know,
it's half the brain's trust missing, dude.
Yep.
You know, I mean, here's all us dudes doing it, you know, there's, we all know, I'm not being sexist, but women look at things completely different to men, you know, they just have a different brain, which is sweet, you know, because while I'm thinking of it this way, they're thinking of it that way.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting twice as much done.
Well, women can be a little bit more meticulous than men. Men don't like to read the instructions.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I always, whenever I need something really intricate done, I'll always ask Kat to do it. Always. Always. Because, like, you know, when it comes, like, if I'm, I was mucking around with building a Wimshurst generator. So I needed a bunch of those little teardrop panels cut out from some aluminium. I'm just like, here, Kat, this is what I need.
Yeah.
And she did. She pumped out like 50 of them, and every single one of them was perfect. Now, had I have tried that, oh, man.
Yeah.
Just imagine the mess I would have come back with, you know? Like, nothing would have been the same size. And it's like, oh, you know, you care, but you're just not designed for it. You know, you don't pay that much attention to it.
Yeah, man, just
like
wanna...
you said, instructions. instructions are for the outhouse, man, when you run out.
Man,
big hello to our lady Shannon out there. I know she's listening. We all love you, darling.
Yeah, we do.
Have a better day than you haven't.
Okay, it looks like we're encoding on the wake radio. You guys,
I'm awake now.
Hello, wake radio. Sorry you missed the first half of the show. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. We got about an hour and a half left to go there. All right.
So we're just. And to just fill them in, we're discussing virtual labs and the pop-pop boat build-off, which is...
Yeah, there's
about.
A there's a lot of amazing stuff going on behind the scenes, and when everything gets to rolling, you guys are going to love this, man, because you're going to be able to go right directly into the lab and see what's going on real time. And we happened to mention just a minute ago that, you know, instead of going out there trying to find one of these how-to videos, how to build a Tesla coil, you know, if I'm building one, you could build it right beside me, because you'll be able to see exactly what's going on in the lab, how I'm doing stuff, and any tests that are run on it, and so forth and so on.
Yep.
What do you think, man?
And sorry, I just have to make an amendment. It's not Lady Shannon, it's Dame Shannon. My deepest apology, Shannon.
Yeah, off with his head.
Well, the king has spoken. I must die.
No, don't chop his head off. We need him. Oh, man, that's funny.
Sorry,
you know,
dude.
Old King Shazir's the terrible rules with an iron fist, you know.
Yeah. An iron fist made of rubber.
Yeah, I demand satisfaction. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's too good. So yeah, we have some awesome prizes for that pop boat competition. Just so that people know too, it starts on the 15th of January and runs right through to the 15th of March to give people plenty of time to source and build their units. I believe there's also a set of ring spanners that are like ratchet operated.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah, there's a couple of sets of them chucked in the mix.
And I think the prize pool will grow too, because we want to.
I think it will. It's going to get ridiculous though, dude.
Yeah,
it's a simple pop boat competition, and there's $1,500 of prizes to be won already.
Yep, and we want it to grow, because we want a lot of audience participation and other labs
exactly.
out there, because the more ideas come out on the table. We take this one little simple science basic toy that was from the past, and we build on this, and you would be surprised at the things that we can come up with. And this is what I want to prove by the whole deal. There's nothing that we can't accomplish if we do this together.
Exactly.
Now, there's brilliant minds everywhere. There's brilliant minds in every gender, every race, religion, race, and color, whatever. You know, it's a wide spectrum of knowledge coming together with some amazing technology that we have access to. And this is our time to shine right now. I'm telling you, this is an incredible opportunity.
I said from the moment I met Kent was that there is something amazing about to happen. Like, I'm a firm believer in the whole Celestine Prophecies book. I don't know if you're familiar with that one. I don't think you have read it, have you?
No, I haven't. I'd look into it.
Did you?
No, I said I'll have to look into it because I haven't.
You do. It's a good book. I have this inner sense, and this is might sound like I'm fooling myself, but I'm honestly not. I've actually got like really low self-esteem. I don't think much of myself at the best of times. I've always got you guys pat me on the back, go, "No, man, you're the best," and I'm like, "Yeah, okay, I'm just average." I have always thought though that I am here for something big, and I've just never been able to quite grasp what it is, you know. But
well, I honestly believe
since,
what you're
ever
saying.
Ever since meeting Ken and meeting you, and I've made no secret of this, is that you guys changed me.
Well, I honestly believe that you're correct, brother, because I feel like that there's a mass gathering going on of brilliant minds from all over the world, and we are actually getting centralized into a lab that we can actually do something with this
yep.
knowledge, as opposed to just bouncing it back and forth. I mean, we've been playing
exactly.
ping pong with ideas for the last God knows how many years, because the resources weren't there.
This has been happening. I don't know if you're aware of it, but this has been happening since the days of KeeleyNet.
Well, you know what, man? Right now, like I said, man, we've been playing ping pong with all these ideas.
Yeah.
But now,
because I've got a friend who used to look this stuff up on KeeleyNet when that was. This was back in the days where you had to dial up a college.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, a university rather. To get internet access. Like, this was the original days of internet. These guys were flat out into it. So, you know, this this little arms race of free energy has been going on for decades.
Yeah,
it's been going on since it was suppressed in Tesla's day. You know,
and I
said there was guys like Mark Twain jumping up and down, screaming, making big songs and dances. You know,
I say that maybe we didn't have access to the tools, but maybe we already did have access to tools. But what we just needed one guy to stand up and say, "Hey, you guys, you got all this. Let's put it all in one place. Let's do it. You know, let's just get it done."
Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what we're going to do now. We're just going to go around. We're going to tap them all on the shoulder and go, "Hey, new lab open. Come on."
Yep, and
we'll just get them all involved, man. Don't worry, people like Russ Grease and that, all them boys and girls, they'll all come on board, mate. We've got no drama, because as soon as I knew it the moment I got Mark excited about it, you've got everyone on board.
Well,
it'd be like someone needing something out of you guys and getting me on board.
I'm excited about it, because you know what? Somewhere in my lab is the missing piece of the puzzle to somebody's out there research, and they could use that part, and I'd be willing to ship that part to them if it's going to get them up and running, because that's exactly what the whole deal is. You know, I don't want to sit around on something forever and a day if I don't need it. I mean, I'll sure as heck send it to whoever needs it. You know, like...
Yeah, I've got a lab full of stuff here at the moment, and a lot, like, I'm a big fan of saying... If Tesla could do it with copper, wood, and glass, then there's no reason why I need electronics. Shannon needs a bunch of stuff to get back up with her artwork, so I'm actually going to take her for a walk through my shed, maybe after the show or something, with my new HD webcam. And I'll get her to pick out some stuff I'll throw in a box, you know? And it's just random stuff, you know, because 90% of electronics will probably never get used, that are salvaged.
And that's the one thing that I really find amazing about her. She can look at something and she can see an alternative use for it. When she's scanning around looking for parts, she visualizes the completed project right there in front of her, and that's a brilliant mind. And that's what we're talking about. Other people can do the same thing when we get those virtual labs up and running. They can look in there, they can see, you know, something, and they say, "Hey, you know, try to add this particular material to that, and then test it again," you know?
That's it. Yeah. No, she is an amazing girl. I tell you what, she blew me away with those sculptures of hers. If any of you aren't familiar with Shannon's work, you can head over to cultus.weebly.com. I've set her up a page over there to boast some of her finer art over there, and she puts together these absolutely awesome sculptures out of old computer components and odds and ends like that, and they're all mechanical. They all physically have some sort of mechanical movement to them, and it's not just like spinning a disc. Like that, my favourite one's got basically a lever situation where you're pressing down on the top of it, and you get the rest of it all spinning up. Yeah,
cool. She's,
way out of the box thinking girl. It's great. So
well, you know what? I also want to try to put some high voltage to some of her artwork.
Oh, you never know, mate. Could you imagine my rose?
Could you imagine a spinning sculpture with a real huge corona off of it? You know, some breakout happening.
Right. You ought to buy that skull off her, dude, and you can light it up.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Light
bolts in its eyes or something.
Anyway, you know, we got amazing opportunity. We've got a lot of really cool stuff going on, and I hope everybody stays tuned. You know, get over there to Cultus's Desert Experimenter channel on YouTube. Come over and visit me on mine. If you like what you see, subscribe, and go over to Russ from RW Research. You know, I can't say enough about Russ. Russ does
phenomenal work.
Really good
he?
Work.
Oh, mate, yeah. Not only is he precision in his work, but he gives everything a thorough chance. You know, he doesn't muck around like other people. He doesn't just give it one go and throw it against the shed wall and say, "Nah, that doesn't work."
And
he recently did the Noble gas engine, the PAP engine design. Went, purchased the kit. Got the whole kit, did something, I think there's about 40 or 50 odd updates to his progression with building that,
And yeah, he went through and went through and went through, and you know what? You know what his last statement was, and this is what I like about Russ, but at the same time I don't like about Russ. I like to be decisive. I like to say whether yes or no, but at the same time you need someone else around still giving it a chance, because if everyone was a bastard like me, nothing would ever get looked at. But no, his closing argument to it was, I'm not saying it doesn't work, I'm just saying I couldn't get it to work. Which, to me, because I know Russ and I know the work he does, means the bloody thing don't work.
Well, you know, but he did get the thing to jump off the table a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah.
So there was something happening there, but whether or not, you know, it functions fully as their initial claims. But, you know, either way, you know, it's still, you know, he didn't burn it into the dirt and say, you know, no, it's total trash.
Mm. Where I would have. All right? Well, once I've been through, you know, 50-odd videos of showing you that this thing doesn't work, my end answer would be, this is BS and it doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah, move right along to the next project. What do we got?
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
So I'm thinking, right. I'm thinking that's a plus for virtual labs, is that we'll be able to sort them out on the way through, and we'll actually be able to make some really good leap forwards, and that way, you know, when something really does, you know, come about, we're gonna get it right out there. A lot of the stuff that I would do on a small scale, but like you said earlier, if I ain't got the right measuring equipment or somebody can't point out something, I might put that video out, and it might not be, you know, everything it's cracked up to be. Now, we know we can get electricity from thermoelectrics, but the problem with thermoelectrics thus far, outside of the thermal pile, you only get a small amount of voltage out of that. But this doesn't mean that you can't expand on that. That's the key. You know, there's a couple ways, like the Peltier element. You put cold on one side, you put hot on one side, and you get a temperature difference that actually creates electricity. You know, just by heating any object, you actually really create a little small magnetic field. And so, how could you use that? This is why I put the videos out that I do, so that you see the simple science. If the simple science is showing that you get something out of it as opposed to nothing, you know, then you're going to have to weigh out the factors of whether it's going to be efficient. Like, you know, when we said somebody told us we couldn't scale up the pop and get a full grown man to ride in it. I think it can
that
be.
That just made us want to do it more, didn't it?
Yeah. So you expand on that design, and maybe you can get a full grown man to ride
exactly.
in that. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. You're only mucking around with thermal piles just today.
Yeah.
Just the other day. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there is ways and means around everything. And a pop engine, well, its greatest waste of any energy is in the is in heat.
Yeah, and then
just expels heat off it, like it just, you know, like it's useless. It's just throbbing heat away from it, you know? Huge waste of energy. So I wonder if there's some way of maybe containing the cold. Like, I was thinking about, it probably won't work, but, you know, it might trigger something in someone else's head. But I was thinking about, have you seen that that link floating around on Facebook there? I think Live Mike's put it up a couple of times, and I think maybe Chrissy put it up there. It was the flower pot heater. The ceramic flower pot heater and tea light candles.
No, I missed that, but I'd like to see a link to it. But
it literally gets like one little tea light candle, and he places a couple of different sized pots over the top of it, and through the convection it heats up the pots, and because the pots are of a larger surface, it expels a lot more heat from this one little tiny tea light candle.
Yeah, and there was the example I wanted to make was, you know, when people were talking about over unity or zero point energy, they were trying to get out more than they put in. What about not trying to get out more than you put in? What about just trying to get it to be 100% efficient? Like,
yeah, what about trying to get out what you put in? Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're putting in, you know, so many candlewatt powers or whatever, you get exactly that much out the other side, because, like, on the pop-pop boat, you got the candle, it's running the deal, and you're losing a lot of heat. What if you took that heat and you was actually turning it into electricity using thermoelectrics? And then now you have an electrical assist steam engine, you know?
Yep.
So this is what I'm talking about. You know, maybe 0 points out there, maybe it's not. Maybe over unities out there, maybe it's not. But we do know that with every appliance out there, you have energy losses. You know, the law of thermodynamics talks about energy losses.
Yep.
And so if we can at least take away the majority of that energy loss and make it more efficient, you know, you got, there's got to be some savings in there somewhere.
Yeah, you're on a winner already, aren't you, really, at the end of the day? You know, I mean, in anything, if you can save money, even in the long term, it works out better, doesn't it? You know, I'm sitting here at the moment adding up, you know, solar panels and stuff and deciding what's the best direction for me to make the lab here completely off-grid, you know?
Yeah, if I...
Probably win.
If I'm paying $5 a day to run something, and I can get that down to $1 a day, that makes it where I got $4 extra a day that I can work on things.
Yep.
You know? So, you know, I tell people, they're talking about getting off the grid. Getting off the grid's a great thing, and if you can do it, that's amazing. But in the meantime, save yourself a few pennies. Throw you some solar panels up, charge some batteries, run some lights. Instead of running lights off the power grid, just run solar lights, you know. I got it in my lab, and, you know, while I'm running those lights, I'm not running the other ones, and I'm saving some money.
Yeah, and a big thing when it comes to running lighting off a solar setup is, in most cases, you would run a 12-volt battery bank.
Yep.
Buy 12-volt light bulbs.
Yep, and they actually sell light bulbs out there that look just like real light bulbs, but they're only 12 volts. Some are like 25 watts, and some are 50 watts. I have some of those in my lab. And I did a video, showed people, you know, they do exist. But there's, see, the key about that whole
deal...
And then
LEDs.
If you save... you know, $4 a day because you're running solar as opposed to running the regular, instead of, you know, turning on the regular light switch, you turn on a solar light switch. Now you got that extra $4 a day that you can reinvest in taking another room off the grid.
And $4 a day doesn't sound like much till 100 days passes and you've got $400.
Yeah. So
just to, like, put it into perspective for people, that's $1,200 a year. A little bit more, actually. It's,
take those savings and throw them in a piggy bank. Throw them in some Bitcoin.
throw them in some Megacoin.
There you go.
Better. You'll get more for your buck, and they're only going to rise.
Well, see, and there's a start for the future. You know, I'm just, like I said, I'm just so excited about the whole deal. I mean, it's just, you know, the simplest ideas, starting off from a little toy that was around years ago that I didn't even know about until some guy come to show me an old chemistry book that was over, you know, almost 100 years old, and they were doing things with hydrogen back in this day that were just amazing, you know. So we had that technology almost 100 years ago, and yet we're still not running cars off of hydrogen or generators or whatever, you know. The Earth is 3/4 water. How much energy would be in that much water, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know.
A lot. The mind would boggle as opposed to try and figure out exactly how much, mate.
See, people, they seem to look at the big picture and they think, oh, that's just so overwhelming, it can't be done. But go over there to, you ever heard of Dubai, the country over
Dubai.
There?
Dubai,
yeah.
Yep.
They built basically an island on sand, which to me, you know, I wouldn't build an island on sand because I'd be more worried about it washing out. But but the fact
is...
You're
the big palm tree, yeah.
They packed the sand until it was like concrete, you know. Now they end up with sandstone, and they built high rises on this thing. And where are you going to get all your fresh water when you're surrounded by ocean or whatever? They made huge desalination plants and had enough water for the whole place. That to me shows that if there's a will, there's a way, you know. And once you get it up and running, you know, the costs will start going down because, you know, you're saving.
Exactly.
So, you know, we just got to keep this ball rolling, man. Like I said, this is an amazing opportunity. Thanks to Mark and you and everyone else involved in this whole deal and the people behind the scenes and Steve for building Shaziz Radio and, you know, everybody who's had any kind of input whatsoever. Even the folks out there just throwing links and smiley faces and spreading information and doing all this stuff. This is what these networks are all about. This is about us finally taking control of the wheel that, you know, the maniac was driving us off a cliff, and now we're steering it off in the other direction down a safer path. You know, if you really want clean energy, it's out there. And I keep saying it, and, you know, I'll keep on saying it all the way to my grave. If you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough. Period.
Yep.
Because it's there.
That's dead to rights, true, mate.
We have the tools, we have the technology, now we have the people coming together, a lot of wake people all over the world that really are fed up with the way that the system has just been, you know, suppressing and beating down the average Joe with rules and regulations and everything under the sun. You know, if you tell me the laws of physics are written in stone, I'm getting out a jackhammer and I'm going to chip that stone apart.
Yeah, just take a few corners off it so you can fit it through the round hole.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, dead right. Hey,
roll that thing on down the hill.
There's always ways around things, and that is the key to finding what we're looking for.
And
it's not trying to disprove physics. It's not trying to break laws of physics. You know, it's just simply finding a higher law, a way around it. Simple as that. Well, you know, it's not anything bizarre. It's not anything crazy. It's just something that, well, people have come up with, but it's never been taken on in mass. So it's odd, and people don't necessarily understand it, and people are fearful of it. You know, I don't know about you, Shaziz, but I've had some pretty awesome questions laid to me over my recent adventures with my Tesla coil. One was that what would happen if I hit the Schumann resonance of the Earth? Is there a chance that I would blow the Earth up? Right? Which, you know, I found a little bit hard to answer because no one's actually done it.
Well, you know,
but as I explained the math behind building a coil to hit that frequency, it became very apparent that it would be a ridiculous thing to try and build in the first place, because you're talking about something like 42,000 kilometers worth of wire.
That's a lot, mm-hmm. lot of wire, brother.
This is just a damn mighty coil, that one, bro.
But then again, you know, you don't want to ring the bell and crack the earth.
Exactly. But my favorite of all was, you remember... you remember the young fella down the road, Ryan, who sometimes comes up here and helps me out?
Yeah.
He's been filming videos? Yeah. He was trying to explain to his parents how we're trying to set up this Tesla coil project and the transmission of wireless energy. And I for the life of me, still don't know how this was even conjured up, but he came back with the question from his father, would I have to... what is the method in which I use to be able to control the movement of my lightning across the earth so that I didn't hit aeroplanes with it.
Ah! Well, it's...
Right? Yeah, right. You and I sit here and laugh at that like, yeah, you know, like it's funny as hell. But at the end of the day, people actually think like that, dude. Like, they're not us. They haven't fiddled with this stuff half their life and understand... Like, We just have it sort of born into our brain that we just sort of see it. We don't even really understand it. We just see it, you know. The average Joe Blow doesn't have that, mate. The average Joe Blow's pretty damn scared of what we can do.
Well, you know, if they understood electricity to the point where they understood that, you know, frequencies and waves and all that kind of stuff, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
when you talk on your cell phone, you are literally sending wireless energy through the air. I mean, you're sending electricity through the air. That's all there is to it. And
yep, exactly.
Depending on the length of the waveform will depend on which frequency you're running at. And so as long as you're not running on a frequency that's going to cause somebody's head to explode or implode, then, you know, I think you're going to be all right.
Or my coffee cup to explode. Do that, I will hunt you down.
Yeah, don't explode his coffee cup, man, because we rely on that here, especially on the Knights of the Round Table, because it's a long,
totally,
long haul, you know. Speaking of that,
I have to feel pretty sorry for Muddy and Shannon. The other night we were in a conversation and I spilt my coffee everywhere and I had to spend a couple of hours on Skype with no pants on.
Well, I'm sure
the news anchor.
I'm sure that that's a visual that they really didn't really require at that given point in time.
Well, I think it was more Shannon's mum when she walked in the room and got worried.
Oh, man. What do you say, speaking of the whole coffee situation, I throw on a couple tunes and then we go get some coffee and freshen up.
Can you find me a special tune?
What kind of tune are you looking for?
I know you've got it, because I've given it to you before. It's called the Sunscreen Song.
Let me do a search right here. But in the meantime,
everybody's free to wear sunscreen.
Okay, I'm going to do a search, but in the meantime, I'll go ahead and throw a couple tunes on there to buy us some time, and we'll be back with you all right shortly. How's that sound?
All right, that sounds like a plan, and Sharon, you have a good listen to the song when it comes on. It'll be for you.
All right. Peace and love, everybody. We'll be back.
be rocking tonight. So bring your body with you, baby, and I'll make you feel right. It's a freaky celebration of a natural kind, and the pleasure you'll experience will blow your mind. I'm in the mouth tonight, move that body from left to right. For all you fresh bucks off the rock, will blow your mind. Get in the mouth tonight, move your body from left to right. The pleasure you'll experience will blow your mind. He's now sleeping in the house tonight, move your body from left to right. To all you fix those off the rock, best be stuck.
Wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubble gum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much, or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly.
Brother and sister, together we'll make it.
Best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise. Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. But you never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me, I'm the sunscreen.
Brother and sister, together we'll make it through. Oh, yeah. Someday our spirit will take you and guide you there. I know you've been hurting, but I've been waiting. Just helping you out.
you're my neglected. Stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall. I'm gonna get myself connected. I ain't gonna go blind for the light that is reflected. Hear me out. Can you hear me out? Can you hear me out? Will someone try, open up your eyes? You must be blind if you can't see the gaping hole called reality. Wanna do it again? I'm gonna do it again. I wanna do it again. Come on, I'm gonna do it again. Hear me out.
You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table here on Shazoo's Radio and Awake Radio and No Borders and We Roar and multiple other networks and possibly a few more coming online soon. Either way, hope everybody's enjoying the show so far. Hope you enjoyed the tunes, and I kind of missed the whole sunscreen there, brother. So I don't know what that song was about.
Oh, really? You still haven't heard that song? Yeah, you have to listen to that song, Shaziz.
That is
like the greatest piece of music ever written. That song literally brought me up as a wayward child, man.
Cool.
Made me like look at the world a lot different to what I would have listened, what I would have looked at it if I'd say, you know, grown up listening to Eminem.
Well, after the show, I'll have to tune that in while I'm getting everything ready to upload the podcast and all that kind of stuff.
You will, brother. Every single person I have handed that song to, it's normally, you know, they're having a bad day or whatever. I'm like, you need to listen to this.
cool.
And there is always it's like a horoscope, man. In that song, there is a line for everyone in any bad circumstance. Just give you a little bit of perspective, you know. It's sort of, you know, like a. Let me see if I can. Oh, I can remember one of the. You know, yeah. One line in the song, and it's probably the most prominent one at the moment. But it is so true, and it is. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts, and don't put up with people who are reckless with yours.
Yeah, that's some dang good advice, man. Seriously,
the whole song goes through with little tidbits like that, man. And like, you know, yeah. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly.
Well, and, you know, that's the thing. You know, we say that a lot here out here on the deal, the way that the mainstream media and the system out there pretty much portrays the way you should look and way you should think and all this kind of stuff. And a lot of folks, they eat into it, and then they go to school and they treat the other children bad because you're not dressed as nice as I am or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that individual that they're treating, man, like that could be, you know, somebody that could benefit all of society. And then, you know, after so many years of abuse from that, you know, terrible things like suicide, you know?
Yep.
God, every time we lose an individual around this world, we lose a big portion of humanity. I believe everyone out there is so important, you know? These guys that keep talking about the world being overpopulated, they sicken me to the core, man. Like I said,
yeah, man.
You don't see none of them standing up saying, I'm offering myself for humanity.
Yeah.
They want to offer you and I.
You know what? I've got a friend. And this friend, she is one of the most beautiful people you'll ever meet, both inside and out, right?
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of us having a yak the other day on Skype. And she's whipped out, like a, you know, a Clio or girly magazine of some description, I would assume it was, and showed us this girl in it. She's going, nah, she's hot. Alright? And I tried telling them at the time, you know, like, that I actually don't consider to be beautiful. Like, you know, they're more beautiful than the chick and the bloody in the magazine. But, isn't it just screwed up that the world and people get so tied up on what society believes to be beautiful or the norm that you're just like totally reprogrammed instead of being able to look in the mirror and say to yourself and not in a cocky way, like, you know, God, I'm beautiful, you know. Look in the mirror and look into your eyes and your own soul and say to yourself, I'm a beautiful person.
Yep.
The things I do, what I achieve, I'm a beautiful person. When I wake up, you know, I actually never used to be able to do that. And this is one of the things that you guys have changed in me, you know, is I am able to wake up in the mornings and I think about the things I do, and I think to myself, what a bad bloke.
Yeah, I like you, brother. You think it's awesome. I'm telling you what.
Cheers, man.
You know,
see, what? But to me, I'm just me. I don't understand any of that. But I am sort of starting to understand that I'm a good bloke. Well, it doesn't matter that, you know, things have happened in the past or, you know,
you don't let things go to your head. You keep your humble, I don't even know the word I'm looking for. You keep humble, you know, and that's that's what makes you. That's what makes the cultists that I know, you know.
Awesome.
Anyway, yeah,
that's all right. I like that.
On that other deal, they're about the way the mainstream media portrays people. Now, if you look at some of the hairstyles they do on that one video, one show that they got out there called America's Top Models, and some of the hairdos that they put on these girls and paint their faces all up, all jacked up, they call it art, you know. I call it, you know, if it was me wearing a hairstyle like that, I'd get laughed off the campus, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, they can pull it off because the mainstream media says, oh, this is beautiful, you know. And to me, it's the worst haircut I ever saw in my entire life, you know.
Yeah. Look, some girls can really pull off that you know, punk look, you know. I've seen a couple of girls there do a really good job of it, but
some can't.
the average just can't. And you know, if you're an obese girl and you get a bull ring put through your nose, you're asking for trouble. Like, come on,
yeah,
look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Like, hold on to there. And look in the mirror before you get it put in there, because... Yeah.
Yeah, next thing you know, you got some wise guy wagging a red cape saying, Toro, Toro, you know?
Yeah, you know, like,
you can't have that.
Trying to work out the most polite way of saying that. Yeah, well done, mate.
But, you know, that's the whole deal, man. I mean, like, they'll put these top models out there, and these girls are either bulimic or anorexic or whatever, and you can see all their ribs and everything, and they're telling everybody, this is the way you got to look, and so now you got beautiful little girls all around the world thinking they're fat, you know? This just drives me insane. This is why I call my show Mad Science, you know, on my alternative energy, because I see all the ludicrous, the stupidity, the ignorance that is portrayed by what we call the mainstream system, and you know, there's a lot of beautiful women out there. They might be a little bit on the chubby side, but don't make them any less a beautiful woman, you know. So you know, where do you go with all that, man?
It upsets me, man. It honestly upsets me, because I know, like you know me, because I'm a bit of a skank. I know quite a few girls, you know, and They all seem to have the same problem.
Yeah.
You know? And it is instilled. And it really, really upsets me that they can't see themselves through my eyes, because some of them are just so flaming fantastic that you just can't even put it into words for them. And they just don't get it. You know, light, that's one thing the sunscreen song is all about, you know. What's the line there? I'd have to look it up, but it's basically along the lines of you know, you the beauty in your youth, you're never going to understand it until you've lost it. You know, when you're an old and decrepit man looking back on your life, or an old and decrepit woman looking back on your life, you're going to realise that at the age of 35, you were one beautiful little specimen of a human being, but you had so much going on in your life that you didn't believe it at the time.
Well, right,
and now you wish the hell you had it.
Right now, I tell myself, I'm so good looking it makes me sick.
Yeah, makes me sick too. Right?
I get that same response from everybody. Oh, that's awesome, man. But, you know, it's just... I want people to be uplifted. I want people to know how powerful they are, how important they are. You know, I just wish, you know, if there was a way that people could actually tap into my brain and see the world as I actually see the world, I mean, you would see something just totally different than you've been taught all your entire life, because I don't just see like a pop boat. I see potential, you know. I don't just see people. I see light, beauty, you know. I see potential there of epic proportions. The human spirit, the human mind, the human heart have so many capabilities above and beyond all that you know to be as reality, you know. And there's people in the alternative spiritual world who's actually touched on what it is that I'm talking about. The person himself are more powerful than they can possibly imagine. I mean, they got the power of the spoken word. They got the power of the pen, the power of their action. It's the whole little pebble in the pond deal, where you throw a positive pebble in the pond and the ripples just go across the land, you know. And this is what we're hoping to accomplish with all these networks, is throwing as many positive pebbles. And if you got the strength, throw a freaking positive boulder in there, man, because right now we need it. Do you agree?
Yep.
I mean, come on, man. We got to get this world back to, you know, some sort of good direction, because, you know, maybe there's been societies before us, you know, maybe societies got so advanced that they just literally destroyed themselves out of greed and stupidity, but, you know, regardless of whether that did or didn't occur, we're on that path right now. We're on the path to total destruction. You know, they talk about the collapse of the economy, but how many people do you actually hear talking about the collapse of the ecology of the Earth, you know?
Because yeah, it's all about the collapse of the economy. Well, you know, never mind that. Your whole planet's about to die.
Yeah, When you got fish dying off in masses, when you got whales beaching themselves, when you got birds dropping from the sky, it ceases to become a conspiracy theory when they start falling out the sky. You know, something's going on. Why are these birds falling out the sky? And then they turn around mainstream media. Oh, it was fireworks. Really? I've been blowing off fireworks, and I know you have too, since I was a kid, and I never saw birds falling out the sky. If I did, I'd stop it because that's not cool.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's what I'm talking about.
I got to show the wife what chemtrails look like on our recent journeys around the outback South Australia. They're becoming a growing problem here in Australia.
Well, and there's another point too. How many people, when they walk outside, actually look up?
Yeah.
Well, no, nobody pays attention. Well, they've got tunnel vision.
I do, but I don't count.
Yeah, we do.
No one does. The average Joe Blow doesn't think, look up.
Yeah.
Like everyone needs to listen to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. It might give them the incentive to look up.
It's funny that whenever people they go through life with total tunnel vision and they only listen to what they've been told, they believe that they have to look a certain way, they have to dress a certain way, they have to act a certain way, they have to have a nice house, a nice car, everything has to be nice and shiny and new, everything. You can keep work, and keep your eyes focused. It's kind of like when they put those little cones around the dog's head so he'll only look straight ahead, you know, or whatever. This is how people go through life, you know, and they're missing out on so much stuff. And then while they're walking through life with tunnel vision and they trip over a log in the front yard and then they all pissed off because they fell over the log. Well, if you would look down as you were walking and looked up and took in everything you were seeing, you might not have missed that log, you know.
Yeah, you don't just stare in one direction, do you? You constantly pay attention to everything that's going on around you. So, you know.
And so if people take advantage of the tools and the technology and the networks that we have access to right now, and they're really interested in alternative energy, if they pay attention to your work and my work and everybody else's work, and they take it in as a whole, and they scrutinize the information and pick out what they believe to be the best information, and they could actually build them something, you know? So, you know, problem solved. What do you think?
Yep.
I just
solved another problem.
Yeah, I just think this is so amazing, man. If I wasn't going to fall and bust my butt, I'd be standing in my chair hollering wahoo right now. But this old raggedy chair, you can hear it squeaking every once in a while in my videos.
Yeah.
I need to get me a new
and,
one.
It was posed to us there a few months ago that in all the time that you have been podcasting Knights of the Round Table and Mad Science, and not a single solution has ever been come up with.
Really?
I would totally and utterly disagree with that, just purely on the starters that you have supplied people with information on gaining energy from both wind and solar. So straight up, there's a solution.
Yeah, see, that's right off the shelf, and that's what I keep pointing out.
We started the discussions of virtual labs, if I remember correctly, back when.
Yep.
So there was another solution. It just had not yet been implemented, which is now well underway and soon to be implemented.
And one of the overlooked solutions is the whole thinking outside the box thing. While they were sitting there criticizing me for whatever video I may have done, they were actually thinking outside the box. You know?
Yep.
And so, I got their brain moving, you know? And that's the problem. Most of the people's brains got cobwebs on them. They're kind of sitting there idle. You got a hot rod. You got your hand on the steering wheel of a hot rod. Now, push your foot on the gas and go, brother, go. Use that knowledge and that talent and the gifts that you've been given to do something good for humanity. Otherwise, we just sit around and we talk about it, you know?
Yep, and I got one more to make it three strikes, you're out. And that's the putt-putt boat competition.
Yep.
We have a $1,500, currently a $1,500 prize pool to attract potential competitors.
Yeah.
And we hope that we can achieve, but if not, we were still working towards a what?
a solution.
That's right. And
so there's three. Just let it be known, because it was brought up again, and I just...
Well, you know...
It niggles me, that one. It really does, because that...
It does me, too.
Some things just stick, you know? That's one of them.
It does me, too, but one of the things that... If this whole pop boat contest goes out, and the only thing that anybody can accomplish is creating another pop boat, nothing really spectacular, then, you know, so be it. But if this thing comes out like I know it will, there's going to be ideas that spawn off of that one little simple scientific toy, you know? There's going to be ideas that go off in different directions. I've already come across hundreds of ideas just using the basic concept of this and then expanding on it using other things. I've come across more projects. I've got so many projects lined down the road that I want to do that, you know, it just dominoes. I'm loving every minute of it. I mean, it just frees your mind. And when you free your mind up to open up all possibilities and sitting there, you know, talking about how the laws of physics says no, you know, well, they said no about a lot of things. All right, did we or didn't we go to the moon? Have we or haven't we gone to Mars via whatever, you know? You know,
for several years, the Wright brothers were morons because you can't get something to fly that's heavier than air.
Yeah, you can't do it, but they did it.
I'm pretty sure that, well, that's a perfect example, because that is a law of physics back then.
Yep.
Things will not fly that are not lighter than air. I'm guessing some bastard never picked up a bird and felt how much they weigh, but anyway, we'll just ignore that and keep going. But that was what they faced, was, oh, it's heavier than air, it can never fly. Well, several years later, they proved everyone wrong. And it wasn't by breaking the law of physics, it was by finding a way around it.
Well, the Wright brothers stepped outside the box and they said, you know, we're going to do this thing. And they did it. You know, now we're flying around in jets.
Set fire to the box.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. Once we're outside the box and everybody's out safely, then we set fire to the box.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll use that heat to generate some electricity while the box is burning. See, those are solutions.
We'll whack some thermal piles on the box and away we go.
Yeah, there's some more solutions.
See?
You know,
yes, I know. Sometimes we come up with silly solutions, but productively, that's what we're here for. And whether it's solutions on this kind of a topic, or, you know, I mean, Shaziz and I have we spent a couple of weeks discussing mental health. You know, we cover a lot of topics, and we are solution based. We do like to come up with solutions. Sometimes some things can't come up with a solution. Yeah.
I'm just wondering that the individual who posed that particular deal, what kind of solutions that come up with all that time. I wonder of how many of my experiments did he actually try to build? Because if you go back and listen to all the pods, I'm always saying, try this at home, you know, get you this and measure it, you know, try it, you know. And you can add capacitors to it, you know, you could actually charge capacitors. That latest video that I did, the thermoelectrics, I'm sitting here charging a capacitor off of my wood stove. I mean, you can try that at home. Come back and tell me it doesn't work after you try it. Don't thumb me down and say, oh, it sucks. There's something going on there. I'm actually producing electricity using the waste heat energy off of the stove, and it works.
Well, it was Dublin. It would have been a month or so ago now, after one of the shows. We normally do. Our listeners sadly get to miss out on probably the best part of the show, which is after you hang up and we all just go nuts. But Dublin was talking there one night, and he showed us this picture, and it was of a compression wood stove, and it was saying how it can produce 500 watts of electricity. And I've looked at the thing and I go, nah man, it's a scam. Alright, mind you though, I said that and still went in research mode and looked it up, and had to backpedal. Well, I had stated during the time, I said, look, the only way they're going to get this thing going is if they're using thermocouples.
And there they
were. That's exactly what they were using, thermocouples.
Yep, and Peltier elements, man. I mean,
Peltier elements, man, yeah.
Yeah. So, the potential's there. And I'm going to say it again, and, I'm probably going to catch heat for it, but if you can't find free electricity, you're simply not looking for it. They always say, well, it's not free because you got to buy solar panels. Okay, yeah, you first got to make an investment. You got to buy solar panels or copper wire or maybe go to the scrap pile and find an old permanent magnet electric motor. But once you have that in your possession and you own it, what are you paying for the electricity after that?
Yeah,
you see my exactly. point?
Yeah, that's what it comes down to, isn't it?
And if it's a worst-case scenario and you need to charge a battery, I've proven that you can charge a battery with your wood stove, Heck, you could charge a cell phone with that low of voltage.
Yep.
That's all you got to worry about.
Certainly. Yep.
So, there are solutions there. Worst-case scenario, you've seen my videos. That you can do certain things with junk. You can turn an old permanent magnet electric motor into a generator. You can get old microwaves and get magnets out of there and copper wire that you can recycle, and you can chop a microwave oven transformer in half, and you can make U-shaped coils, which makes another generating system, and it just goes on and on. I've taken junk and built a lab and showed people that if I can do this with junk, imagine what we could do in a real lab setting. You know what I mean?
We're on the big things, mate. We are most certainly on the big things.
Architect 68 in the chat room.
That's Tom.
Oh, cool. Tom. Well, he said that from your power company. Wait, it just jumped up on me. He was talking about the price. The cost of solar electricity is about, doggone it.
Here, I'll read it out, mate. The cost of solar electricity is about $0.002 per kilowatt hour from your power company. It is on average about $0.12 for the same. Huge price difference.
Yep. And so why not just buy you an old used solar panel and some old used batteries and use it for a battery backup and run a few lights and save your electricity off the power company, and the less pennies that the power company has going in their piggy bank is the more pennies that's going in your piggy bank, and there you go. You have some free electricity filling your piggy bank up that you can invest in even more free electricity.
Yep, that's it. And just like Tom said, which do you want to pay? 12 cents? Or 0.002.
Well, I kind
of
like feeding. I kind
of
like feeding my piggy bank more than I do like feeding the electric company's piggy bank, because I'm not on very good speaking terms with the electric company. They don't like me, which is all right, because the feeling's kind of mutual after what they've done to us. So they're fixing to try to do it again, but I gotta beat them to the whole drop the $150 in their pocket so that they'll leave me alone for a bit, but.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm going to be completely off the power grid. And when I do, guarantee this video, when I go off the power grid, I guarantee you, without a shadow of a doubt, will go viral. And I'm going to do it with style. I'm going to do it with class. And it's going to be an epic video of epic proportions when people see old Shaziz go completely off the power grid. And the power company's jaw will be somebody will have to get one of them 2-ton jacks to pry their jaw off the ground. And I'm on a mission. I'm dedicated. I'm 100%. Right now I got to tolerate their shenanigans because I'm at the mercy of the power that's necessary in order to keep my all-electric house running while
exactly.
I'm working on what I'm working on. But when I get it done and I throw that video out there, I guarantee you it's going to go super viral. And it's going to be done with style and class and a smile on my face. And then I'm going to say, how you like me now, brother? Seriously.
Yeah. Seriously, mate. That's exactly what you do, because.
And if anybody, I know there's at least 100 people out there who have figured out what it is that I'm working on. I know there's at least 100 individuals out there, and so far haven't said nothing about it, and they're just watching. But if you go back and you watch all my insane videos, in every single video, I put a clue. I've got some followers that's been with me since I started my YouTube channel. If you've watched all my videos and you paid super close attention to everything that you saw and heard on there, you'll see there's secrets in the background. There's things right there in front of your face that tells you exactly what I'm doing. So by the time it's all said and done, when I do what it is that I'm fixing to do, they're going to not only know that it's possible, they're going to know exactly how to do it, what parts they need, and everything will fall into place. The entire puzzle pieces will be together, and they're going to freak. I guarantee
you. Yeah. There's a bit of a conversation going on with the boys and girls in the chat room at the moment, and it was mentioned that you know, we could all get in a room together to work on something, and Stalkers turned around and said, "Yep, free energy generator built in 15 minutes."
Yes, I believe we could. I'm serious.
We could too, mate. I think the biggest thing that holds us all back is segregated work. I'm doing a little bit over here. You're doing a little bit over there. If we were all in one lab together, I mean,
I would like to see out, seriously.
There probably would be, honestly, there would probably be no work done for the first 2 weeks because we would all just enjoy each other's company.
Yeah,
you know, totally understandable because, you know, I mean, straight, we've all spent a long time together on the internet. It'd be nice to you know, get to know each other well.
Oh, that'd be awesome. You need to come visit me here in the States. I would like to see a building like, say, the size of freaking Walmart that had workbenches, tables, and all this kind of stuff, and all the materials back in the warehouse. And we get in there, just like you said, first couple of weeks, we're busy talking about ideas and solutions. And then one person puts something down on there and let's said, let's do it. And then we start building this thing. I'm telling you, I know it can be done.
Well, I'll tell you the project that's going to be first and foremost on the virtual labs is the Tesla patent discussion.
Yep.
I'm gathering up all the parts at the moment. We're going to do a full replication. Stalker in the chat room at the moment is the young fella I've mentioned to you and Kent before. It's been after that Google Hangout we did. He's been contacting me quite a lot. He's very, very interested in being a part of the replication of this. I'm not sure of exactly where he is, so Stalker, correct me, because I'm going to say you're near Russia, because I know you're up that way, but I'm not quite sure exactly where. But yeah, so we'll have someone replicating in America, someone replicating in Australia, and someone replicating up the top of Europe. So
I got to let my dog out. Keep the ball rolling for me, brother.
Alrighty. Come on. Thanks, Shizzies. And everyone laughs. So, that was handy. So yeah, I guess it's going to be really interesting to see when Virtual Labs comes online that what we can actually achieve, because yeah, you are in Russia, beautiful. Alright, so yeah, we'll have Stalker up in Russia, we'll have Shaziz in Kent, America, and me here in Australia, and if we've got someone replicating in Bulgaria to be specific. So yeah, if we've got someone on the three major continents of the planet, and we can do a wireless transfer of energy between all three targets, I mean, that is going to be a big day. That's going to be a huge day.
And something else that would be really cool while we do that, because you know how the old wireless telegraph works, right?
Yep.
We've
discussed this before. We've discussed this before. This is how we're going to be able to tell if it's our signals that we're receiving, because we will Morse code a message through.
Yep.
That's the only way we can make it guarantee that we know that that's specifically our energy that we're picking up, is if we pulse it with a certain frequency. It's the only way we'll get away with it.
And then we actually can, we'll keep the word that we send across secret, and then whenever the other guy over there tells us what the word was that we sent across, then we're going to know. We'll be able to prove 100% beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's a lot of power going to that.
Oh yeah.
So I'm excited, man. This couldn't be any better. I mean, I'm glad to see this engine up and running, and I'm looking forward to all the ideas and solutions that's going to come about via this virtual labs and the pop build off. And I'm sure that we'll come up with some more build-offs to do in the process, because I know that this one idea is going to spawn a bunch of ideas.
Yep. We're going to have an awesome, awesome. Here we go. Now we know what's wrong with Dublin. He's trying to unmute and speak, but the connection drops. So,
sorry, Dublin.
Having some internet connection issues, I'd say.
Yeah, and he's always a wealth of information. I love Dublin, man. He's over there in Spain. He's a good guy, and he's just well-educated. I mean, he's just been, he pays attention. You know, he sees things, he talks about them, shares the information with people. He's an awesome guy. He makes an honorable knight. You know, he's one of us. It's cool.
Yeah.
And you too out there can be a knight of the round table. All you got to do is call in. Add Shaziz on your, or Cultus on your Skype contest. And we'll accept a Skype contact, and you can come on live and tell us where it is that we're wrong or right or whatever.
Yep. This is an open forum radio show, and it's an open platform for you to talk and get out to the world what you would like to say, no matter what.
Somewhere,
what it might be.
Somewhere in your mind out there, you listener out there probably have an answer to one of the problems that we've been trying to search forever. You know, like, for example, I never knew about a pop-pop boat until a guy that I met in an alternative energy community deal came to me and showed me an old chemistry book, and then suddenly he shows me this little toy that runs off of a candle that runs through the water, you know. Don't sound that impressive to most folks, but like I said before, when I look at something, I don't see just a toy. I see potential, you know?
Yep.
So, there you go, man. It don't get no better than that. And in the alternative energy world, we're getting ready to shake the alternative energy world's foundation to the core, and we're
going to
leave.
Right, that is the only way to put it, isn't it? That we are going to shake it to the core. All the little buggers out there who have been having a free ride on Google AdSense to promote their BS videos trying to say that they've got free energy devices when they haven't. It's over for those little buggers, mate.
Oh,
it is over. And they can take right now what I am saying as they are being put on notice. It's time for them to move out. We don't want them here. They only create us more havoc and more trouble than they're bloody worth.
Well, not to mention the fact they slow us down, because as we're looking into what they say, because, you know, some of the ways that they present it, it sounds plausible, and so we waste our time and energy researching to see if these are plausible. And so if we got to go through every single device and figure out which ones work and which ones don't work, then, you know, it's going to take us longer to accomplish our goals, when, as in virtual labs, we know right out of the gate when we're working on it, if it don't work, we move on.
Yep, that's it.
You know, the proof is in the pudding. You can see it right there before your very eyes. We'll dismantle it in front of you, and you can see whatever materials are in there. You can build it yourself. You can test it. You can build right alongside us while we're building things, and then you'll know whether or not it works or whether or not. And even in that process, you might see something in there that you could improve on that idea. That's what the whole thing is all about. Great stuff, huh? Oh, somebody wants your Skype contact, Cultus.
Someone wants my Skype contact.
Yep, down there.
They can have my Skype contact.
Down there.
Oh, Stalker. Yeah, mate. It's Cultus Nagran. One word, mate. KULTUSNAGRAND.
Yeah, we've had some.
I'm the only one out there, so I'm really, really easy to find.
Yeah, and there ain't too many Shazizes out there either, so just.
Nah.
You know, we've had some really wonderful people on this show, man. Russ from RWG Research, I can't get enough of that guy, because I love the way he presents his stuff. And when you watch when he builds a project, he takes pride in it, and it looks good, as well as, you know, like unlike mine might look like junk because it's made with junk.
you and I are like the complete opposite of Russ Grease, dude.
Yeah.
Everything's precision and perfect. We're like, yeah, give me the redneck tape measure. Yeah, that bit of string there, man.
Yeah. I'll measure off this amount of string, put it up against there, draw a line, and then cut it.
Yeah. You know how to make a redneck tape measure, don't you? You just get a piece of string and tie a knot in it at every inch.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey. Thinking outside that box.
Even if one of them's maybe an eighth of an inch off, so what? It's close. Oh, man. This is cool, man. This is what it's all about. You know, I'm telling you, you know, we have an opportunity here, people. Put that word in your head. Put the word opportunity out to the world. There is a huge, and I mean a huge opportunity, due to a lot of stuff that's been going on behind the scenes. That's why I personally haven't been putting out a lot of videos here in the last month because there's been so much going on. And you may or may not have been able to get a hold of Cultist because he's been busy as well. And you got to give him credit because he stays up till God knows how many hours late at night researching stuff. And, you know, it's all for a cause. But
most people will tell you 3 days.
Yeah, when you see what it is that we've been working on, and it all comes into play and functions just as we're talking about, and we actually get virtual labs online ready to go, and it's up and running, and you can actually jump in there in the chat room and talk back and forth with the experimenters and so forth. You're just going to love it. You're going to love it to pieces because you'll save yourself a whole lot of time having to go out there and do a Google or a YouTube search and saying, you know, I want to build a Bedini motor. How do I do this? And you spend hours and hours online trying to figure out how to get the plans and how to put it all together when you can come to Virtual Labs, click on the Bedini section, and you'll find labs over there working on it right now, real time. And you can work with them and help them get theirs done even faster. This is what we're talking about. What do you think?
That's dead right, mate. You are dead right. And that's, that's going to be one of the biggest bonuses to Virtual Labs is, you know, just like I was explaining before, you know. And again, you were just talking about pulse meters, which is exactly, you know, where I was going before with Shannon. You know, we're going to get her involved in the pulse meter build off for next year. And, you know, it's going to be a perfect opportunity to give this thing a real good workout in the fact that, you know, you're going to have one person teaching another person on the other side of the world how to do something, and they're going to be able to watch them and correct them and help them through. You know, this is something that's never been done. Yeah. You know, I'm sure it's been done in certain fields, you know, like, oh, I know it's been done in the medical industry and things like that. But you're talking multi-million dollar computer infrastructure and software, and you know, you're talking huge outlays for what they're working with. We don't have millions of dollars, sadly. I wish we did, but we don't.
Well, you know, so, technically, between all of us, technically we do.
Well, technically.
So, if I got a part that you see in one of my videos, if you see a part in my lab and you need it for a project you got, call me up. I'll post it over to you. You might have something in your lab that I need. And so, you know, instead of going out there spending money on eBay or whatever, we can just kind of ship junk back and forth to each other and benefit each other that way, you know. So, there's our million-dollar pot.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. Our million-dollar pot is each other.
Yep.
To be honest.
So,
like, I know it's, you know, it sounds cliche, but I am actually one of the richest guys in the world. And it's because of all the people I'm surrounded by, from you to Muddy to Kent to Shannon to Tom. You know, I am truly blessed to have this group of people around me that I have. You know, I've starting to become common knowledge amongst our audience, my background, you know, it's I've grown up completely different to the scenario I'm in right now, and I love it. It's great.
Well, you know what, brother? The feeling's mutual. Feeling's mutual.
Cheers, brother. But we are going to get some awesome stuff done, mate, and it's just going to be.
The
mind boggles to where it's all going to go, man.
Yeah, I just want to... It's already growing, and it's self-evident, because here we are, you know, on Shaziz Radio. We've been on other networks, and, you know, we've just kind of just kept on going, and it hasn't stopped. And all these years, we've been telling people ideas and solutions, whether they used those ideas and solutions. That's pretty much up to them. But either way...
Exactly.
It would have never got on the table had we not put our feet up on the first step and made it so. Yeah. You know, and that's what we need everybody else out there to do, to put their feet up.
Beat a few people off the top step.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't say, no, stop spreading your lies and your propaganda. We know what Tesla did. We know it's possible. Now get off that step. I'm standing here.
Yeah, it's like the old game that we used to play when we were a kid called King of the Hill, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, that's literally what it is, though, isn't it? It's who can get on top, mate, and make the biggest song and dance and get the most attention. You know?
We're
at the moment.
at the moment, the most attention is being got by the, look at these crazy idiots, you know?
We're looking for positive attention.
Exactly, exactly. And sadly, it's what we were discussing before, and the thing that Virtual Labs is going to eradicate at a great length from what we do. It is all these lies.
Yep.
You know? We're going to have a level playing field again, mate.
And that's exactly what we need.
If people are scared to come over to Virtual Labs, I want to make it perfectly clear that everyone is welcome over at Virtual Labs, whether you are the most absolute novice who still doesn't understand how a resistor works. I don't care, you're welcome. The only people who are going to find themselves under a little bit of duress and stress at Virtual Labs is someone trying to scam the rest of you.
That's right, because...
So that gives us a safe haven. It gives us somewhere to work from, and if someone comes up with something that actually works, it will then be a launching platform, because everyone knows that there ain't no crap comes out of Virtual Labs.
That's right. The eyes and the ears and the brilliant minds of the world will be watching.
Exactly.
And so that's what we hope to accomplish by this deal. And it's a, like I said earlier, it's a put up or shut up moment. And so with that said, we're down to like 1 minute before we got to go into our outro there, brother.
Oh, wow. Rolled on fast, didn't it?
I'm telling you, time.
Here I am having, like, I was telling you just before the show, boys and girls, that I was pretty tired. And We'll get the pop boat build off stuff out of the way and the Virtual Labs stuff, and I'll have to bail on you and go to sleep.
Yep, we got into this and the we got into this and the alternative energy, and you found some extra energy, and look here, you've been up for another 3 hours.
Yeah, there ain't no stopping me, mate. I'll probably stay up all night now.
Time flies when you're having fun. Anyway, yeah,
three more hours of the sun's up, so there ain't no point.
I'm gonna give you the last word, brother.
Alrighty, so there is a massive amount of pages about to go up on cultus.weebly.com website. There is currently the full write-up of the pop build-off competition with the rules loosely written. I shall do a point form rules and regulations. You can tell how amused I am by needing to do something so tedious as that in the world that we live in today. But I will, because there'll be someone who'll have a cry if I don't, so yeah. But yeah, anyway guys, loosely written terms and conditions are over at the website, cultus.weebly.com. There is also a page over there for Shannon's work. There is a page over there about megacoins and Bitcoin, so cryptocurrency, a bit of an explanation over there as to what that's all about. And something you should all really start to pay attention to is a currency that is detached from any central banking system, and that is the Bitcoin universe. So it's your only other option.
All right.
Other than that, I'm done, because this is going to tell me I'm done. So you all be good, boys and girls, and we'll see you all next week.
All right. Stay tuned, folks. This is going to get good. Peace and love to everybody out there. You've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. And if you need some help on something, just give us a holler. That's what it's all about. Take care.
Man, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons.
Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet!
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet! I order you to be quiet!
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot.
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 It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table, three dots when we're able. We'll routine to call a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off to mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Hear ye, hear ye. King Shazoo's the Terrible. All rise for King Shazoo's the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.